This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hope you're having a great day. I had a day in court, Mike Bell, and you're very familiar with this, aren't you?
Yes, sir, but you've got to have representation.
Well,
you need a lawyer.
I didn't have a lawyer. No. Look, when you go into, and it's a traffic violation, it's not like I killed somebody. All right, but I told you guys this story July 3rd. What? Oh, I didn't. I didn't kill anybody.
That's a hell of a leap from traffic violation. I didn't kill anybody.
Well, when you say I was in court today, you know, you never know. Somebody's driving around. What'd he do?
So I missed that one. I think I was on the keys or something.
You were.
All right, so I missed this. What happened?
So this was July 3rd, okay? We do the show. Everybody's happy. 4th July weekend. Yeah, let's get the weekend started. I leave. I am literally on my way home. I can't wait to get a cocktail, get my weekend started. And I think the story, as I told it that day, was... Or when we came back off the holiday weekend, because you were gone that next week.
That's right. That's right. That's how it happened.
And so I came back and I said, look, I got a ticket for holding my phone. And it's the weirdest thing because the timing of it, Mike, was almost like impossible. And so I said, the state trooper rolled up on me. He was on the side of me. And I'm laughing because I'm like, I'm not speeding. And I knew he wasn't going to stop me. But in that moment, my cell phone holder fell.
Right.
Off the window. Phone drops. I go to pick it up. When I pick it up, he sees the phone in my hand while he's next to me. I put the phone in the seat. He whoop gets behind me. Whoop. I said, there's no way. So I told this story, and I was hot because I was like, what are the odds? Like, I'm passing people. There's a woman on her phone talking literally like this, holding the phone
right
to her face. And so I got a ticket for basically holding a telecommunication device. So I was ticked off. Got the court date. Today was the day. And I get in there, and look, I've been to Mike's point. I've been in Gwinnett County. I've been in Cobb County.
Yeah.
You know, pick the county. We've been to these various places. So I get there this morning, and literally, I check in because when you go into the courthouse, any courthouse, you guys know this. You got to walk through the metal detectors and all that stuff. They want to make sure you're good. And I said, okay, do I check in here? And the lady said, your name will be on the board.
Oh.
That'll tell you what courtroom you need to go to.
Okay.
I said, okay. All right. So I look, there's four large TVs and they're just names.
Right.
Right.
That's why they do it at Fulton.
Yes. Right. And I'm just looking up there and I'm going, money sign, money sign, money sign. Look at all these damn names. So I'm like, I'm not on the list. So I'm going to wait and let it scroll through again. Not on the list. She says, you need to go upstairs.
Oh, no. They're dreaded to go upstairs.
Oh, got to go upstairs. Lane one or lane two, they can help you. I'm like, lane one and lane two is going to be packed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here forever. I told
them. But you had a date on your ticket, right?
Correct.
That's
Mundo.
Weird. That's strange.
So I go upstairs, and there's a young lady there. Thank you, by the way. I didn't even get her name. She was great. And she says, yeah, your ticket's not in the system. How is it not in the system?
Now, what happens if you, again, had you not gone to court?
It would have been a problem.
I'm sure the next time you get pulled over, you're handcuffed for missing a court date.
That's correct. So she says, it hasn't shown up yet. You have a new court date. We're going to sign you September 10th. I said, no. I'm ready to get this thing done today. There's no way you can put me in somebody's court. I'm here. I'm ready to stay here all day if I have to. She says, you know what? Hold on. She writes me into this courtroom. It says, take this to courtroom, whatever.
Okay.
Walk down there, Mike. This is a true story, guys. This happened today. I get down there, bailiff's there. Come on in. Right. Sign in.
Anybody recognize you?
No. Thank God.
Sometimes that works in your favor.
I know. I was hoping, but it didn't happen. And I sign in, and there's like five names in front of me. So I'm like, okay, I'll be here at least an hour, 2 hours, whatever it's going to be. So there's a brother sitting in front of me. And this black guy's like, hey, are we going to start on time? So it's like 8:30 and the
that's not a way to influence others and win over potential people that may be affecting your future here in court.
And the bailiff says, sir, the judge will be in just a few minutes. So he's like looking at me, right, like, I got to go to work. And I'm like, I shrug my shoulders.
But there's you got to have situational awareness. Don't be the squeaky wheel in court.
Oh.
That ain't going to work out for you. Take it from me.
you yes. do know. So there's three ladies on the other side or whatever. There's me and this gentleman, and there's some other folks in the back. So they start calling names. Guy comes out. William McDonald. Mm-hmm. It's the dude sitting in front of me. His brother was asking about starting on time. So he gets up. Mike, I swear, I'm not lying this. He gets up. And he goes, sir, you've been ticketed for holding a communication device. How would you like to plead? And this brother goes, I'm innocent, Your Honor. And I'm sitting there like, did he just say that? So the guy goes, So are you pleading guilty?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm innocent, Your Honor. I didn't do this.
You know, when you do go to court, traffic court, it's kind of like a cross section of our culture, the good, the bad, and the dumb.
So I said, I'm sitting there in my mind, I'm going, this is going to take forever. So the guy goes, okay, so what do you want to do? He goes, I didn't do this. What are my options?
You got to make a plea, sir.
So he says, do you want a jury or do you want a judge? Guy says, I want a jury. The prosecutor goes, you're going to pick a jury. He looks at the guy and goes, you're going to pick a jury. And the guy goes, yeah, I didn't do this, Your Honor. And the guy goes, I'm not a judge. I'm a prosecutor. So I'm like, oh, my God. So he goes, fine, sir, take a seat. We're going to call your name in just a little bit. Maria Valdez. Maria gets up. You have been caught speeding 79 in a 55. Right. He tells her, right, everybody. And you can hear it because nobody's talking. Super quiet. So she's like, I want to just pay the fine.
Okay.
He goes, great. It'll be, I don't know, $150, whatever it was. She goes, I can't pay right now. He says, when can you pay? She says, 3 weeks. He says, okay, you have 3 weeks. The next, Carl Dukes. I'm like, oh, Lord. So, Mike, here's the cheat code to this, guys. And I'm telling you this only because I didn't realize it. And I want to give a big shout out to the attorneys who reached out to me and guys that we spoke with about this. So this whole telecommunication device, phone in your hand thing is real and you will get a ticket.
Right.
But I get up. I've got my new box with my new telephone holder in it.
Right, right.
And I have my old holder, which fell off the window, and I walk up. And
now, did you say, Your Honor, Exhibit A, a crappy phone holder?
I
would like this marked as State's Evidence A.
I was waiting to do this. And this guy literally, he's already in a mood because the first brother, I didn't do this, Your Honor. He's already in a mood. And I'm like, I walk up, and he says, you have been ticketed for holding a telecommunication device. Is that a new device? And I'm holding the box. I go, yes, it is. And now I want to get into the story, right? I'm like, so you see what happened was, and I'm about to go into this story about, it's July 3rd, I'm minding my own business, I'm on my way home. And like, he cuts me off. Is that your old holder in your hand? Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. The magic, it fell. But yeah. Thank you, sir. Dismissed.
There you go.
And I literally went, excuse me? And the ladies that were sitting there, because I don't know what they're sitting there, they were looking at me like, oh, he must know somebody. What the hell is going on over here?
Right.
And the brother that's sitting up front said, are we going to start on time? Is literally like, I didn't do this, Your Honor. And I'm like, dismissed. Thank you, sir. And I couldn't walk out of that courtroom fast enough.
Man, I'm sorry calling you Robert Shapiro or Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran Dukes.
I couldn't walk out of there fast enough. I kept waiting for him to say, Mr. Dukes, you need to come back. We made a mistake. He's like, dismissed.
That's smart because you could have, I mean, not that you needed to, you could, if they did press you, you could have said the phone was near the pedal and I had to get, I mean, it was
That's
not safe.
Correct.
I mean, you could have inferred that and that would have been a logical point.
And it really was. And here's the crazy thing, and we'll move on. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9.
Good for you, man. You beat City Hall.
Hey, man, I didn't have to pay anything. I'm excited about it.
Have you been injured to no fault of your own call, C. Dukes?
But here's the thing.
Call
my cousin. When I got stopped, I told this story to Oren and Day-Day.
Right.
The state trooper literally goes, you're telling me your phone and the magnet that holds your phone is under your seat. I go, yeah, but I'm not reaching under there with you standing outside of my car right now.
Right. Because that's a bad way to die.
Correct. And he literally goes, okay. Now, he could have investigated that and maybe saved himself a ticket.
Right.
But he didn't do that, and I literally was ready to go there, but I didn't have to, man. So that was my experience today. But if you go to traffic court, it's a prosecutor. It's not a judge that you're pleading to. The guy was killing me with, I didn't do it. I was like, even if you didn't do it, this isn't the guy to say that.
Yeah,
to.
I mean, I know from the first speeding ticket I got when I was 18, my dad said, dress up for court. Don't screw around. And I remember I went and I was nervous. I had to put gas in the car. This is in Long Island where I grew up, Carl. And I put gas and I was so, you know, I'm just flustered. So I got this day in court. It's going to be a big hassle. The gas it overflowed, got on my suit. Now I stink of gasoline when I have to go into the courtroom.
Oh.
And so the bailiff, this is in Nassau County in a town called Mineola. And so they call my name and the judge is like, what is that smell? And the bailiff, on the soul of my father, Day-Day, the bailiff goes, oh, yes, Your Honor, this is Mike the Human Flame Bell. Well, I guess we better adjudicate this. Things go sideways pretty quick.
He said that.
Yes, and so everybody started laughing, and they knocked it down a little bit. Still had to pay a ticket, but they knocked it down about 5 miles, 10 miles an hour.
Absolutely, you didn't get the points.
Right? No, he's over the human torch. That was it.
Nobody wants to smell that.
But thing is, it's funny because when you go to traffic court or any court, it's amazing though the lack of common sense for some people. You know, this is serious stuff.
Even though
it is a major inconvenience, there are protocols you got to live by.
Well, that's the thing, and like literally, he was just trying to figure out, okay, here's the people I have here today. What's going on? Who wants to pay? Because that's the easy thing, right? And then who wants to maybe have a trial or whatever? Anyways, crazy.
Good for you, man.
Done with it. Dismissed, and I'm happy about it. But I wish that guy luck, man. It was so funny to see him. And I'm like, the funniest part, Mike, is he goes, you're going to pick a jury? And the guy's like, yeah, I didn't do this.
Like, you're going to represent yourself, is what you're telling me.
Unbelievable. 404-726-0929. That's my traffic story,
good
man.
Good for you.
And Mike, I say this with all due respect. I know you've had your fair share of tickets.
I got a guy. Now, I got a guy. He ain't cheap, but I got a guy. Mark's the best. He worked with the state police and GBI. He got his law degree.
Okay.
Knows everybody.
That helps.
Good to have that kind of asset.
Yeah, I was going to
say. By the way, knock wood. It was the 25th. I've been a year without a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been if this guy didn't stop me holding my phone.
But anyway, but anything more than what Carl went through, and I know guys don't want to deal with the lawyer hassle. It's to have a lawyer, it's night and day.
It is.
And it breezes through. Things are negotiated for you.
Yes.
And you just go, yes, sir. No, sir.
It's true.
Out the door, sir.
No. Yeah. It's true. And you know what the reality is? A lot of people can't, Mike, afford that because it can be a little bit expensive, depending.
Right.
So most people just go with no idea of what they're getting into, and then they end up having to pay anyway. All right, man. We got a lot to talk about outside of me getting out of a ticket. And look, I didn't think I deserved it anyway, but nevertheless, I went through the process, Mike.
Right.
The American way.
That's right, man.
And I handled the business the American way.
Because you always think of like Jackie Gleason as Ralph Cranston. Your Honor. You know, it's like, it's not going to work. But good for you, man. Victory.
Coming up, Falcons' final preseason game. But we got other things to talk about, including he's not good now, but he hasn't been all season.
Oh.
And we need to talk about what the future holds for Spencer Strider. We'll get to it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thursday, Friday, we're going to be out at East Lake. Super excited to be out there for the Tour Championship once again. And it's not just us. Danny and Randy will lead into us being out there 2 to 6, guys. And they'll be on their regular time as well at the Tito Steelhouse. Come by and join us. The merch tent is there, and we're literally right next to it. But you're going to get a chance to see the best golfers compete for the FedEx Cup. Coverage brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your local fiduciary advisors. Bobby Jones Golf Course, open to everyone. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, and scenic views. And by the Georgia Hemp Company, come visit their brand new locations. And Umberto Injury Law, where it's game time and winning is the only option. That's the Tour Championship, guys. Thursday, Friday, cannot wait, Mike Bell. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, Scottie Scheffler is going to be the favorite to win. Because he's been on fire.
Now, again, guys, for those who follow the Tour Championship for the last couple of years, we had that sort of placement where the guys that were like the top get the big advantage. They get strokes, 10-stroke lead. That's gone. So it's just a fair, all-square tournament. One guy I read, and I'll talk about it in Guy Talk, said, what about doing match play for this to kind of jazz it up?
That'd be different.
So something to think about. But anyway, we're going to see all the best. The best of the best of the best, sir.
Sir.
The only guy missing with LIV Golf that I'd want to see right now is Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay.
John Rahm won the LIV title, but he didn't even win a tournament. You know, so he was like, you know, top 10 all day, but never, you know, won anything. So, yeah, aside from that, we got the biggest names and all the great storylines this year with the PGA.
I'll tell you a great storyline, Mike Bell. What is Spencer Strider? I say Spencer Strider. You say
bum. I didn't know. Again, I didn't see. Here's we got through a whole day yesterday. I even had a guy at the gym today. This is Big Jerome. This is not like puny Jerome like we get at Hooters at Mall of Georgia. This is Big Jerome. Who I believe is a firefighter in the city. And Big Jerome was like, so now you're on Jalen Walker. No, it was Carl. It wasn't me.
I am.
But anyway, as far as Strider, the one word?
Bum.
Now, again, this is...
Lost. Lost? Lost?
I don't even know what the adjective would be right now. Or the potential, but you know, it's needs fixing. That's two words.
Okay,
but you could argue that there's things. And CJ Nikowski did this. Like, it's too much to break down here on the show because it's a lot of information. But he broke it down. What's going on with him right now? You need to either have a conversation with a new pitching coach, get a new set of eyes on this. Some people just simply say it's time, Carl. He needed another Tommy John. They went for the brace surgery, right? And it takes almost a year and a half to a full 2 years for him to come back. And the velocity, I've heard Tom Glavine talk about it on the broadcast, will maybe come back. Or this is as good as it gets, and by the second time or third time through a rotation, he gets lit up, then he has to be a closer. I mean, where do you fall on it?
You guys remember when I said he wasn't good at the beginning of the season? A lot of you gave me heat for it. And you said exactly what Mike said. He needs time. We've had all season. This hasn't worked. And for whatever you thought Spencer Strider was the last two seasons, I don't know if that was a fluke.
Right.
I don't know if that was a flash in the pan. Guys, it could be. Sometimes guys get off to a hot start and they're really good, Mike, and guess what? Teams invest and they pay them just like the Braves did, and then they're never the same dude, especially after injuries. So here's the thing. Trends. The trend for Spencer Strider has not trended up. It's completely trended down. But this started way early in the season when I said to you guys, he ain't right. And you said, wait, give him time. He's not right. He doesn't have the ability right now to put the ball where he wants. It's not velo for me. Guys get so caught up in this. Oh, he's throwing 97. He should be throwing 99. Give me a break. There are guys who throw 93, but they can put it where they need to. He is unable to do that right now. Mike, Strider's allowed a staggering, wait for it, 29 hits, 20 runs and 7 home runs in his last 11 innings. That's 3 starts. Guys, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, his ERA right now, the last 3, is a 15.43. One home run, the first home run, I was looking at the chart, 96-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone. And then plenty of contact off his slider. That's kind of what CJ Nikowski's talking about. His body control, Carl, is not putting the slider where it needs to go. So he had another home run, a single, another double, all off sliders. 83-mile-an-hour sliders that aren't breaking like they need to. Whether they need to fall out of the zone, they're just too hittable, basically, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, and look, he still has the ability, and I'm being serious about this, where he can go from 97, he's not throwing 100 anymore, but give me a break, to go from that to 83, Mike, you're still not putting it where you need to. The off-speed stuff, he's able to do it, but it's location, location, location. And last night, if you looked at his line, 3 innings, 10 hits for Spencer Strider, 7 earned, all earned. Guys, that's not Spencer Strider. That's not the guy we fell in love with. That's not the guy that we were like, must see, got to go to the ballpark. Mike, I don't know what's wrong, but this is concerning. And now I'm telling you, maybe he's better off as a closer.
Yeah, I know that we're going to have plenty of time in the offseason. Now, here's the thing. If you do go and make him a closer, you got to go get two more starting pitchers because we've already talked about what you're dealing with right now. Sale, that was a freak accident. Don't worry about that. Freak injury. Schwellenbach, you're hoping he's going to come back. You know, you do have some young guys in the minors, and certainly you're loving what you're seeing from Hurston and Waldrop. But, I mean, you know, Grant Holmes might not pitch next year. You know, that's part of it, you know?
Well,
and I don't know what Ronaldo Lopez is going to be. See, you got all these guys. You'll have the guys from the minors coming up, but you don't know how they're going to react because anybody who gets over 150 innings now breaks down, seemingly, for the Braves.
Yeah, and here's the deal. When you talk about going to get starting pitching, this ain't starting pitching. You could get this from anybody out of the bullpen. You could get 3 innings and 10 hits from anybody.
But I'm saying, but if you're going to give up on him as a starter, you got to replace him with an innings eater. And again, they've had such a reluctance to spend good money on free agent pitching.
I totally agree. But remember, they gave up 150 innings, 200 innings with Charlie Morton. They gave up 200 innings with Max Fried. And they told us they were going to be fine. They weren't. I think you've got to invest in pitching, whether it's 1, 2, or 3 guys this offseason in a major way like you've never done before, simply because your base and your core are still here. Strider, by the way, after the game, and Braves ironically got back into this. Snit, you picked a hell of a night to give Money Harris some time off. I mean, really? I mean, you run through the lineup, and again, you don't know how these games play out, but he pulls Harris. Harris's spot comes back up. Eli strikes out. As hot as Harris has been, you might have gotten some more runs and won the game last night. But let's hear Spencer Strider as he says he's feeling close.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the question. If I had an answer, I'd certainly have done it by now. But, you know, it's not a simple concept. It technically is very close, but that's, you know, close in baseball, obviously, is a world of difference, so...
Yeah, I mean, we know that Spencer is very introspective and sometimes to his own detriment because he just, you know, gets too under, I mean, listen, as you say, subatomic level, I'd like to say, looking at his pitching from the microscopic level, I mean, he takes his job very seriously. But certain things are going to get, I think you want to be glass half full. He's going to get better because he just needs more time, which gets us back to why you're running him out there if he can't do his job the way it's going.
Why run any of these guys out there? Oh, did I say that again?
I mean, because here's the thing.
Wait a minute.
If you're going to give him more chances to figure out what's going on while he still can't reach the full physical attributes that he had pre-injury, to do what? To mess with his head some more? Because mission accomplished.
Somebody ask me this, or answer this. How is this helping him? How are these outings helping Spencer Strider? I don't think they are. And if they're not helping him, Mike's right. Don't throw him out there. If it's not helping any of these guys just to make you feel good or make the Braves feel like, hey, we got to run him out there because of the integrity, Mike.
Yep.
Give me a break, man.
Yeah, but look, you scored 9 runs and you got as a matter of fact, I told you guys early in the season they scored 9 runs and lose a game with Spencer Strider on the mound. I mean, it just runs counterintuitive. By the way, I give it attaboy before I forget to Matt Olson, who just chugs and chugs and chugs and makes a nice sliding catch by the bricks, you know, by the dugout yesterday on a foul ball. So that was effort that his, you know, he's the Iron Man. We respect that. But yeah, there's just so many things about this. And there's some Braves fans, I love your optimism. You basically have to win out and you need a lot of help and everybody else would have to lose ahead of you in the wild card. I mean, it's just...
Wait.
Just,
are there people still thinking this is possible?
God bless them. The eternal optimists. But I mean, there's just the reality check that some Braves fans, they live in a fantasy world. They live in a fantasy world about the starting pitching. They argue with me all the time about it. You're so negative about the Braves. Yeah, because they don't spend the money like they should. And it came. So now they're batting. Now they're hitting, and now the pitching is sketchy as hell. So it's just frustrating to me. Like, I do appreciate people that are optimistic, but everybody else outside of 285 knows this team is dead. Okay? Get them next year and go make the requisite moves we're talking about.
Harris raised his average and his OPS from 210 to 555, and then obviously from 260, we're talking about his OPS, to up to 700. But he has 46 hits in his last 26 games. There's nobody hotter than Money Harris. This is great. Fine, he got fixed. I love it. But it's still a team effort. And the funny thing is, earlier in the year, it was we weren't hitting. We couldn't score runs. Now we're hitting, and we can't pitch and get guys out. And we're not talking about bums. We're talking about guys that you are relying on and you have paid already to say, hey, we think you are going to be a mainstay in a cog, in this starting rotation. That's not the case with Spencer Strider. Text and tweets coming in. Follow Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Many people believing what I'm saying and agreeing with me about either reinvent yourself or maybe just become Mariano Rivera and become a closer. Because, guys, his heat, if he's able to get back to that, Mike has talked about this. We haven't had a guy like that, right? Billy Wagner, right. You got to go back. We haven't had a guy come out the bullpen and you go, all right, this is going to be a quick 1-2-3 because you just feel confident in how they approach it and certainly how hard they throw the ball. We've had a couple of closers, Mike. They're, you know, spot guys and they put it where they need to. But I just feel like this has been a constant struggle, not just this year, last year too.
And that's where, you know, we get into what are the expectations from the surgery. That's another thing. Some Braves fans felt that Strider was going to come. Remember, we had this debate with these guys back in the spring, which we said it all year long about the pitching. When Strider comes back, you guys are guaranteeing he's going to be back to present. He's not even close to that 23 form. Not even close. You know, you just always, he'll be right back and he'll be in the mix. It was the UCL surgery. They put the brace in there, the internal brace. Mm. It's the less invasive surgery. I'm reading this from AI. The less invasive approach than traditional Tommy John. Maybe he needed another Tommy John. That'd have been two. Either way, I think we all agree he needs more time. Some listeners right now are saying he needs more time before you make that determination to put him in the pen.
How much more?
Well, that's, I mean, but if you get to Northport, his velocity's not there, and the slider's not doing what it needs to do to what CJ Nikowski and Tom Glavine are talking about, then what do you do with him?
Yeah.
You know, then you are the closer. You're only going to go to the lineup, you know, for three or four batters.
We'll see how it shakes out. That's just my thought on it. I told you guys that yesterday, Mike. When you go there, yeah, because he's not been good all season. No. Something is going on.
15 ERA now, the last three games.
It's unbelievable. Hey, man, Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. When we come back, we got to talk a little Falcons, guys, as they prepare for the Cowboys. And one of our star defensive players believes that this defense is in the right place. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most. Exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You guys, I don't understand. You guys are just talking about the Braves. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, so honestly, what do you want me to tell you? This team this year has not been good. There are reasons why. And there are reasons why the star players on this team, outside of Acuna, haven't played well, okay? Money Harris, we were on him, rightfully so. He's turned the corner. That is great. But we will not sit here and allow you to believe that Spencer Strider is fine and everything's okay when it is not, when the evidence screams at us, not just the month of August, even last year, you didn't want to realize it, that he is not the same dude.
Right.
And so, if that is something that has you in your feels, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Braves pull off the greatest comeback since the Yankees are down 14.5 in August against the Red Sox, yeah, I mean, I'll kiss your butt in the county square. But, I mean, there's just too many things. Because even if the Braves, guys, just for argument's sake, okay, I can't believe I'm going down this road. Even if you continue to play at an 80% winning clip, they won 8 of their last 10, then you get into the playoffs. Just for argument's sake, you got to go to the playoffs with this pitching. Okay. Yes, if you feel that Sale will rally and he'll be good to go, and yeah, okay. It's just you scored 9 runs against a pretty mediocre White Sox team, and you'll still lost because Strider's not that guy right now. No, we're not saying Strider's done. I mean, if they can't, you know, get him back to where he was in, you know, 2 years ago, then you have to have a discussion about what his role is. That's what we were just having. Perhaps he's better suited out of the bullpen. Perhaps it takes Carl 2 years for this brace surgery to take. We're not orthopedists. No. We're just telling you his ERA is 15.35 his last three games.
Yeah, and if this is anybody else, you wouldn't accept it, right? You if it was anybody else, you'd be like, oh, my God, they got to trade this guy. 404-726-0929. We know what this season has been. We do not I do not expect this season to be this way next year. But I also know you just can't roll the same situation out there and expect a different result. You've got to address these major issues. And we cannot ignore Spencer Strider has been terrible. All right. With that said, Mike, let's talk some Falcons. Because as we get ready for this final preseason game against the Cowboys, A.J. Terrell, best corner on the team, came out and says he believes the defense is in the right place. Under Jeff Ulbrich's system, Zach Harrison believes the defense has been getting better every day. Now, these are these quotes and you know, coach speak that we hear all the time. But, look, we'll tell you this firsthand. A.J., you know, last time we had a real intimate conversation with him, he said, look, man, I really need to get to the playoffs. I'm hungry for it. I've been in this league now a while, and I've not even had a chance to taste that. So I don't think, Mike, he's like pulling the wool over our eyes. I feel like A.J. Terrell, if it was not feeling this way, that he probably wouldn't be saying anything. But I know you've had some reservations about Jeff Ulbrich.
Right. And I do, you know, I just go back to the Dan Quinn way of doing things, but it's different this time around. We are 3-4-ish as opposed to that 4-3.
Yep.
I just never like, you know, my beef was, and it was Dan's philosophy, and perhaps Jeff obviously feels different, maybe feels differently about it. I hate sometimes watching those, you know, those edge rushing OLBs kind of dropping back and then taking away the pass rush element. There's some things, again, I'm getting off the rails on the semantics of it. Just didn't like, you know, the talent evaluation of some of the things when he had input into the team. That was my beef. But look, if these guys respond, and they seem to be responding, and we've got true talent, you know, we've talked yesterday about when Jalen Walker can fully contribute, and that's not a knock on him. We're just waiting for him to be able to do all the things that all the other guys are doing right now. He's just been missing some time because of some nagging injuries. But I love the idea of Pierce coming off the edge. We got guys that sort of like, you know, like Floyd. He knows it. Leonard Floyd knows what he's doing. We got some good athletic corners. Still a little confused about Hughes and his role and how that nickel package is going to look and how that depth chart plays out. But I'm not as funky on Ulbrich as I would have been, let's say, 4 months ago. How's that?
That's fair. And I do think time will give us, you know, once the season gets underway and we really get a chance to see what he's trying to do with this defense. And it's going to change, guys. I mean, week to week, you're not going to do all the same things. But his ability, and I think the reason why I like or think I believe we're going to be better is his experience. You went from a guy that's never called defenses in the NFL to a guy who's been not only a part of major staffs, Mike, that did, but he's done this job.
Right.
And I don't care what anybody says. Everybody thinks they can do the job until you get into the job. And you don't know. And so they took a chance on our last DC. Didn't work. The best thing that they did was evaluate it and say it's not working and move on. Not, oh, we can make it work and then bring him back and hope that it did. You went and got a guy that has experience in it. And so now he's got to show us how he's able to do things differently. But I think A.J. Terrell is right about it feels like it's in the right place. My concern, though, is still up front with these guys. And look, I'm not coming off this Jalen Walker thing until I see him. I'm sorry. Look, some of you guys are really upset yesterday. You thought I was bashing a dog and doing all this stuff. Whether he's a dog or whether he's an Alabama player, it doesn't matter. If you can play, you play. And so for me, I just haven't seen enough of him on the field as we talk about these practices. And a guy said, well, man, you know what? He's going to be – I had a guy hit me up today, Mike, when I was at court. And he said, Dukes, he said, he's a dog. He'll be fine. So you're telling me every dog has panned out.
Well, I mean, you're batting better, a better average if you're a personnel guy drafting Kirby's dogs, I would think. And I think that, you know, we always point to the Eagles. But these guys, for the most part, can stay healthy. He was only missing one game his entire career in Athens. We looked it up yesterday for Jalen Walker. This is just, the timing just sucks. That's what we were saying yesterday, and guys were starting to lose their mind. He can't do the things right now because of the hamstring / groin, right? You said groin?
That's right.
And because he can't get out there, he can't get the reps in practice. So that means if this continues, and it may continue for another week or two, he might not be able to start. We don't know. But he was listed initially as a starter when the first depth chart came out, coming off minicamp. But then, unfortunately, he hasn't been able. We can't tell you about Jalen Walker because we haven't seen him do anything because of some of the limitations. You know, going 3-quarter with the walkthrough, that doesn't count. Right? And that's some of the stuff we got to see.
That's pretty much all we got to see.
But that's not an indictment of him. We're just telling. See, this is where, just I'll make this brief. I don't know what this is. This soft disconnect between guys, Carl and I having a factual conversation about what we saw, and then it becomes, you're killing a guy. Or you're saying he's a butt. No, nobody said that. Now, Day-Day did have some fun with a clickbait tweet, which did get some people excited. But that's part of his job, is to get you listening to what we're talking about. But if you listen to what we're talking about, Carl, we're all excited to see Jalen Walker. Just haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
But all we're saying is frustrating
for
Jalen Walker. Boom. Again, I didn't say that last
part. But I did ask the question, did we get the right one? Look, we don't know that yet.
Until we see him.
Until we see him. So, again,
I don't know that Pierce is going to be the guy, but Pierce has looked pretty darn good in camp so far.
Again, that's where I'm at, and I didn't back off of that either. 404-726-0929 as we talk about this and whether the defense is in the right place, as A.J. Terrell said. But that's my concern. It's like, you don't have all the bullets right now. You got a really pretty gun, but you don't have all the bullets. And until you do, then I can't evaluate what this is truly going to look like up front. Because you can tell me, oh, we'll be fine, and we probably will be. But to draft a guy in the first round and have the expectations of a Micah Parsons, and then to say, well, if he doesn't play, it's okay? How?
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's we know when he fell to us at 15, it blew our minds. Mykael Williams. See, this goes back to the type of player. You know, we know what this guy's capable. Georgia fans saw this guy, the heart of a lion, you know, just killing it. You know, throwing guys around in those Texas games, all guys that got drafted to go to the NFL, we know what he's just slightly smaller than Micah Parsons. Can't wait to see it. And it is frustrating. I can't lie to you. It is frustrating not being able to see it.
It is.
But that's not a knock on. Again, I don't know if Pierce Jr. is going to be better or he's going to be better. It would be ironic that the guy that everyone says we were reached for may be better. But again, you can't make that determination. Yeah, we haven't seen him in a game that matters.
Mm. All right, do you feel like from what you're hearing, what you've seen? Look, we saw so many of you guys out there at practices, the open practices on the hill and checking this team out. And even in the joint practices, Mike, where you got a chance to see a little bit more than you normally would, how do you feel? Do you think AJ is like, hey, this thing, it looks like it's in the right place? The problem is you haven't seen any of these starters in the preseason on the defensive side. You've seen rotations, but you haven't seen the guy like – on that first Sunday, when we run out onto the field and Baker Mayfield and company are out there, and you see how we approach that, and you see the group that's going out there, now, Mike, that's the group I need to evaluate.
Right. First off, you got to keep Baker Mayfield back there in the pocket. You know, you've got a bunch of – can't let Bucky Irving get off and do his thing. We talked about Ibuka from Ohio State, who a lot of things people talk about how good this guy looks, even without Godwin, who may miss week one. Still got to deal with Mike Evans, you know what he's all about. They got a really robust defense. We feel pretty good about our offensive line. They certainly feel good. There's no worries about Caleb McGarry as the blind side protector. You know, the only major concerns I have now is, you know, what happens if something happens to Mike Hughes? Who's opposite A.J. Terrell? We picked up C.J. Henderson. He was actually drafted higher than A.J. Terrell, but he's unfortunately – had injuries and has had no traction, Carl. Just 3 interceptions his whole career.
Yeah.
I know he's a name to a degree, but do we have those guys in the secondary to pull off what Ulbricht wanted? Now, Ulbricht, the positive about Ulbricht, guys were loving what he was doing with the Jets until he had to become a head coach because they fired the head coach, so the DC had to become the head coach. But there were positive notes on him and the job he did with the Jets, for what it's worth.
Yeah, and I just think, again, that was a tough – again, you know, we don't know all the things that were going on, but I think that was a tough situation for him to step in. The defense, by the way, go back and look at the Jets' first 5 weeks when Saleh was there and how good they were, and – Ulbricht is involved with that, and then his responsibilities change, and the team starts to fall apart. There's a lot of stuff there. Either way, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I hope that they get off to a good start. Real quick, I just want to mention this because I saw it, Mike, and she's been such a big topic of conversation. Sophie Cunningham, did you see this? She's going to miss the remainder of the season, only because she's been such a hot topic in the world of WNBA.
Hot topic is the right way to put it.
Well, apparently suffered an injury, and now she's going to miss the remainder of the season. So I'm only bringing this up because the Caitlin Clark phenomenon. She's been hurt all year for the most part, and now her counterpart here, Sophie Cunningham, is done for the season.
Yeah, she's kind of like the enforcer. She's kind of like the Marty McSorley. If she's Wayne Gretzky, Caitlin Clark. I mean, we all talked about her stepping up when she got her teammate got bashed around. Yeah, man, it is tough because, you know, everybody wants to just be, to a degree, the prisoner of the moment on the WNBA. People want to prop it up. Oh, it's fantastic. Well, when you lose the stars that are the most marketable, not so good. Not such a hot commodity. You know, all these valuations are based on this trajectory that these stars will continue to put fannies in the seats. You know, the TV numbers without Caitlin Clark are pretty abysmal. You know, it's keeping it real. You know, I know Atlanta Dream's having a great season. We got Dream fans that say talk more Dream, and they're kicking butt. But I mean, but the bell cow for this league, you said it. Those two aren't. Selfie sort of become the byproduct of that. But you're right. You know, you got Caitlin Clark on the sideline right now.
Yeah, she's been out a whole lot this season. Hey, man, we got a lot more to dive into here on the show. We hope that you are having a great day. We'd love to hear from you guys. Can text us, right, at 404-726-0929. Many ways to get at us, social media, whether it's text, tweet, whatever you want to do, you can find us and let us know what you're thinking, whether it's about the Braves or the Falcons. Lots of teams, college and pro, naming their starting quarterbacks. We got to talk about the one that I think a lot of people may be surprised about, but I'm not. Mike, they brought him in for this reason, and now he has been named the starter. Also, we'll get you the latest on this contract dispute with the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike mentioned this. He said, look, we want to see our quarterback, which we have. But did you guys watch any of this thing last night with the Bengals last night?
Burrow, I appreciate a guy trying to make plays. We'll get into it in depth, but you know, it's a meaningless football game. The one thing you can't do with the Bengals, though, in the preseason, bet the over. Matter of fact, bet the overall season. And I still don't understand this whole Hendrickson thing. And how are you going to screw up, basically? Saw them talking about this on ESPN the other day. And it's not like hype. It's true. You're wasting the best years of Joe Burrow by monkeying around with one of your star players. You got to pay a 30-year-old defender the money because he's your best defensive player.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, with Trey Hendricks, you have to.
No, I don't get this. And look, Burrow lobbied for his receivers to get paid and Higgins and Chase, and they did. I don't know how much more he can go in there and say, look, now I need you to take care of this guy. I think he can. He's the franchise guy. And maybe he's already done that, Mike. But maybe, as you've said, this ownership is a joke.
Yeah, the Brown, it's Mike Brown is, you know, the son of Paul Brown. It's the Brown family, not the Cleveland Browns, but the Brown family owns the Bengals. And they are notoriously cheap. And now, again, what are you doing? You know, and they're, by the way, their schedule. I mean, the Browns have got a brutal schedule. That whole division kind of cannibalizes itself with their out of division opponents. It's a brutal schedule for everybody in that division.
All right, man, we've got plenty more to dive into, including he hadn't played. But next hour, we're going to tell you what he did when he did play in his first game. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.